KUOW is made possible in part with support from listeners like you. Consider making a quick one-time donation of $10 via your mobile phone. It's easy. Just text the letters KUOW to the number 27722. And thanks.
Now someplace between Alaska and the lower 48. The White House has not held a state dinner for a Canadian leader in almost 20 years. But Barack Obama has a date in March with Justin Trudeau, Canada's new prime minister and now newsmaker of the year in Canada. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, this sounds like the easiest choice the Canadian press have had in a long time.
Yeah, I think every single editor in Canada made the call on this one, Bill. There were a few votes for somebody else, but it was kind of overwhelming that Canada's newsmaker of the year would be the new prime minister. He went from third place in the party standings to first place. He was written off as an airhead and a lightweight. He skunked his opponents in the campaign, won a majority. And he's the first Canadian prime minister who follows his father in office. Pierre Trudeau was our prime minister in the 60s and 70s, and Justin Trudeau is our prime minister here in the new century.
Okay, so very acclaimed, but you said a couple interesting words, airhead and lightweight. And when you are that acclaimed, Vaughn, a backlash is coming, and here it is.
Yeah, I think so, and that's fair. You know, there's a website being run here called the Trudometer, and it's keeping track of Trudeau's promises. He was so far behind for so long that he made an awful lot of promises, almost 200 of them. It ain't going to be easy to keep those. The Canadian economy is struggling. The dollar is down. A lot of his fiscal promises, financial spending, tax promises are going to be hard to finance. So, yeah, I think it's fair to say that the bloom will come off this year, and the test will be, you know, how much substance does this guy have? He has a good cabinet. He has a lot of good wishes behind him. He's managed an impressive change of tone. He's gotten terrific coverage around the world. So there's a lot of things going in his favor, but I think it wouldn't surprise anybody that there's a letdown coming as well in 2016, particularly because of the way the Canadian economy is struggling.
Do you think Trudeau gets knocked for, as we would say here, being a sunny Jim? I see things like Pretty Boy being bandied about.
Have a look at the picture he and his wife took in Vogue magazine. I mean, for heaven's sakes, when was the last time a prime minister of Canada got a favorable photo spread with his wife in Vogue magazine? There's a lot of room here for a come down, but at the same time, the change of tone, Bill, is real. Stephen Harper, the previous prime minister, was seen as a very hard nut, a tough guy, not very likable, technocratic. Trudeau is modern. He loves taking selfies. We not only let in a whole bunch of refugees from Syria, but the prime minister met the first group at the airport when they arrived and gave a pretty good speech. So I think everyone in Canada recognizes that the change of tone is real. The man is certainly has more substance than his opponents ever gave him credit for. And I think people will be realistic. I think people will recognize that, you make 200 promises when you're running for office. You're not going to keep all of them. And I think people will cut him some slack on that. This meeting he's got coming up with Obama.
Yeah, I was going to say,
tough issues there, right?
Vaughn, we Americans know something about having a national leader with a meteoric rise who gets called overrated. So, yeah, tell us, we have about a minute and a half left. What does Trudeau want from Obama when they meet?
The softwood lumber agreement between Canada and the U.S. has expired. Canada wants to renew it for the softwood lumber trade. They will definitely talk about how to implement the Trans-Pacific Partnership, both governments. And Canada's commitment to take part in the fight against ISIS, the government mandate for that, runs out this spring. So I think the president will be asking Canada to renew its commitment to that. Trudeau says he wants to pull Canada's fighter aircraft out of there, but make a different contribution. I think that'll probably be the most important thing they try to work on when they see each other March the 10th.
Okay, Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun. Before we let you go, did you feel that earthquake?
No, but my wife woke me up and said, that was an earthquake. And I went, oh, really? And went back to sleep.
Wow. Calm, cool, collected.
Yeah, or sleeping, right? Just caught asleep again at the switch.
Vaughn Palmer, Vancouver Sun. Good to talk with you.
Bye-bye, Bill.